If you write poetry or play an instrument or even sew in your free time, you might be reluctant to call yourself an artist, but the National Endowment for the Arts says you are an artist. Today, the NEA released the findings of a major study, a study it calls a vital index of our nation's creativity. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, more than a third of Americans make art in their free time, but they are spending less time and money going to watch the professionals.
Audiences are getting older and smaller. Attendance at live concerts, plays, dance performances, and the like has declined dramatically in recent years. Patrice Walker-Powell is acting chairwoman of the National Endowment for the Arts.
I was dismayed at the information we have on jazz and classical music, showing the graying of audiences, continuing to gray.
The NEA surveyed some 18,000 adults about the art they engaged in over the last 12 months. Attendance to just about everything has gone down. Parks and historical buildings, craft and visual arts festivals. But Americans are still making art on their own. Sunil Iyengar is director of research and analysis for the NEA.
For certain art forms, you can see that the levels of creating or performing has remained steady despite the declines in attendance for these art forms.
Take jazz. While attendance to jazz concerts is way down, the percentage of adults who said they play jazz as a hobby is holding up. This is a recording by the Bluegrass Area Jazz Ambassadors, a group of scientists at the University of Kentucky who perform on the side. Dr. Joe McGillis, an immunologist, plays alto sax.
I enjoy playing with a group of people, especially playing jazz, which is a very interactive medium of music.
As for going to concerts, Joe McGillis says he would go more if he could.
A lot of the great jazz clubs have closed.
The most popular art hobbies, according to the NEA study, are photography, which has actually increased, weaving, sewing, painting, and drawing. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.